Benward Dale Ingram was sentenced to 25 days jail, fined $15,000, and ordered to pay a $2,250 victim surcharge for constructing a building, other works on Crown land without authorization in Hudson's Hope in July 2020. Dylan William Joseph Sutton, born 1998, was given a 60-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation for fraud over $5,000 committed in Dawson Creek in April 2021. Sutton was given a 120-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation, ordered to pay $950 in restitution, and ordered to submit a DNA sample for theft over $5,000, and given a 120-day conditional sentence with 1 year probation and ordered to pay $950 in restitution for theft under $5,000, committed in Dawson Creek in February 2021. Darian Gerald Kimmy, born 1997, was sentenced to 18 months probation, fined $750, and ordered to pay a $113 victim surcharge for driving without reasonable consideration, and sentenced to time served for willfully resisting or obstructing a peace officer in Fort St. John in October 2021. Matthew William Parrott, born 1974, was issued a 9-month $200 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Fort St. John in November 2021. Josh Richard Wager Comstock, born 1985, was issued a 6-month $500 recognizance after allegation of causing fear of injury or damage to property in Mural in April 2022. Darren Field, born 1975, was given a suspended sentence with 1 year probation for breach of a release order in Fort St. John in July 2022. Notes on sentencing. Suspended sentence. The judge convicts the accused but suspends sentencing, and instead releases them on conditions set out in a probation order. Conditional sentence. The judge gives the accused a jail term, but allows them to serve it in the community as long as they follow certain conditions. Often called house arrest. Conditional discharge. The accused's record won't show a conviction if they meet conditions the judge sets out in a probation order. Recognizance after allegation. An agreement to keep the peace and be of good behavior when the court finds there are reasonable grounds that a person will commit an offense. Victim surcharge. A fine levied by judges at their discretion during sentencing that goes toward helping victims of crime.